All right, we're back, and you know, I'm wondering how many of you have asked yourselves the question before. Let's see. I think it's about time for me to get with a professional who can help me manage my money well. But who should I call on? How do I even determine who I should call on? Well, hopefully you'll be able to get some ideas as to how to answer that question by listening to this segment of Black Enterprise Interview. Again, Alfred Edmonds speaking with another expert, and this time to focus on how to choose a financial advisor.
Process of hiring a financial pro to help you with your goals of achieving financial wellness. We're going to reveal some of the key questions to ask before working with a financial pro. So once again, we have a great expert to have this insightful conversation, Tiffany Eliche, the one and only budgetnista, who thousands of people all across the country, probably hundreds of thousands by now, they know her as the creator of the Live Richer Challenge. Welcome to the show, Tiffany. Thanks for being here. Now, before we get started on today's topic, what's the latest happenings with the Live Richer Challenge and what's going on with the Budgetnista mission?
We are just growing by leaps and bounds. We are about 600,000 folks strong. The next Live Richer Challenge will be the home buying edition. It will launch in January. It'll be our fifth challenge, and we're just rocking and rolling.
Wow, I'm always amazed. So you've done net worth, you've done credit edition.
Savings edition, we did the fundamentals. So every year we really try to figure out what is it that people are really needing and then produce it for them.
Excellent, excellent. And you're a teacher by heart and by trade.
Yes.
So this is really excellent.
Yeah, I was a teacher for over 10 years. I have my master's in education. And so my father was a CFO. And so that's where kind of the money piece came in. And so I blended the two and started the Budgetnista.
So one of the most important steps that people will take as they move down the road of really getting control of their finances is eventually thinking about hiring a financial advisor or working with a financial professional. Mm-hmm. But there are some things that you really need to kind of think about before you go to look for that person and obviously eventually hire that person.
Yeah.
What are some of the key questions that you think our listeners need to consider and explore as they're preparing to make that step?
Well, you want to ask your financial advisor, first, are they a fiduciary?
Mm.
And so that is, by law, someone who must put your interest before their own. Because you want to make sure that they're investing in a way that's going to make you money, even if it means they're not going to make as much money.
Now, how do you confirm something like that?
You ask, you know, and you ask and they have to show you. And so, like, you know, so not everyone, well, these days, almost everyone is a fiduciary because it was the law. But with the political times we live in now, there's been some pushback to make that not so anymore.
One of the things that's important to understand is that unlike becoming, say, a medical doctor, there's certain things where you have to get a specific certification. Mm-hmm. The truth is, and which is why it can be very, you know, you have to be careful, mm-hmm. is anybody can wake up tomorrow and say, I'm a financial advisor.
Yeah, well,
And I mean, they can't technically,
yes.
But if you're not someone who asks these kinds of questions, yes. and actually gets documentation,
yes.
A lot of times people have bad experiences because they're not necessarily doing that kind of due diligence.
Exactly. So there are like for example, there's this company called like XY Planning that they have a collection of financial advisors, and it's specifically for millennials looking for financial advisors. So they'll do some vetting for you. So you can look for organizations like that have done some pre-vetting, or you can reach out to family and friends and people that you trust and say, who's your financial advisor, and start the search that way. That's what I did,
mm-hmm.
because that helps significantly, someone that someone else is happy with.
Right.
So when you meet your financial advisor or your interview, I just interviewed a few. I decided to let go of my old financial advisor. He's not quite as effective as he used to be. Some questions you want to ask aside from are you a fiduciary is how do you get paid?
Mm.
So there are typically two ways, right? So there's fee-based, and there's someone that will get paid based upon how much of your assets they've invested for you.
So like a percentage of a portfolio,
yes.
or a percentage of activity.
Exactly. So ideally, you know, when I first started out, I couldn't afford to pay someone, say, $1,000 a year to help me with my investment. So instead, I went with someone who took a percentage of my portfolio. And the reason why, ideally, it's really great if you can to pay someone out front is because they don't get paid to put your money in a particular vehicle. Mm. You know, so if I'm paying you $1,000, you've got your money already. So putting it in a particular vehicle, you know, there's not this, you're human, there's not this kind of like human part of you that wants to put it in something that's going to make you more money.
So if I understand you, I mean, if you're just paying a fee, a flat fee, mm-hmm. like you said, you're paid, but if you're getting paid based on me putting you in certain vehicles, mm-hmm. there can be a conflict of interest.
Yes.
If I know I can make more money putting you in this vehicle
exactly.
than that vehicle.
Even if they're a fiduciary and they're not
right.
supposed to do that, people
right.
are still human.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
And so but I couldn't afford that at first, and a lot of people can't afford to pay a flat sum fee. So if you're someone who's going to go with someone who's going to make an income off of how they've invested your money and where they've invested your money, you want to make sure what percentage of that money are they going to be taking. So if you are doing, so there's robo-advising. So these are these financial advisors that are really online. You don't really see them. You kind of take a test and they tell you where to put your money. Mm-hmm. You should not be paying more than 0.5% for something, that kind of service. Mm-hmm. And if you are meeting with someone, like a real life person, and they're helping you, you should not be paying more than 1%. So you see some people, they'll say, oh, because 2% doesn't sound like much until you start to do the math. And so over, it might be tens of thousands of dollars, 2% of your total portfolio. And that might be all of the money that you earn. So you can literally find yourself paying your financial advisor and not making any money.
So really understanding the fee structure mm-hmm. is an important consideration.
It's critical.
Let me say something, or ask you something, because I have my own personal opinions about this. Mm-hmm. This whole question of affordability, and so many people wait and often wait indefinitely or wait too long to even get financial expertise because they've convinced themselves they can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And what got me over this hump was the first time I used a financial pro and how much money I saved and in some ways made mm-hmm. that was far beyond the fee I thought I couldn't afford. So how important is it to really look at affordability, not just based on cost, but what the financial result would be?
It depends, because here's the thing. If your financial advisor is charging a high fee, you know, the problem is you can actually lose the money that you've earned. So you want to be very, very mindful. So no matter how amazing they are, if your financial advisor is charging you 2%, 3%, you know, which is crazy, then the money that you made over time, you're not going to see any of that money. You're basically putting it in a savings account, mm. you know. So it's really critical that you find a financial advisor that, one, is a fiduciary, two, that you understand the fees, three, how often are you going to meet? You know, are you going to meet quarterly, which I suggest, so you can understand what's happening. What is their teaching style? So I'm someone, don't just put my money somewhere. Tell me where and why my money is being put there. So these are questions that yourself personally, you know, you should understand why your money is being invested in a certain particular space and place. And so these are questions that you really want to ask, and you want to do your homework. It's worth it.
Wow. I got to tell you, 2% doesn't sound like much. But when she put it the way she put it, 2% adding up and then beginning to multiply over time. All right, back with more of that conversation in just a few.